Go! Always believe in your soul. You got the power to go. You're indestructible. Always believe it.
Can you feel the energy in the room tonight?
London, make some noise. London, make some noise.
New York, where are you?
Good. Brighton, make some noise.
Glasgow.
Birmingham, I want to hear from you.
Leicester, are you there?
Put your hands up.
Nigeria, I can hear you over there.
You're being wild.
South America, hola, bienvenidos.
Going Canada, I see you, homie.
Australia, we feel you, baby.
We're live to the world. I hope you're feeling our energy. Hope you're feeling good. Hope you're feeling funky. Hope you're feeling fresh.
All of the above.
We hope this has woke you up.
This is definitely the best introduction you'll receive ever.
Right?
Ever.
That was some energy there. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Receipts Podcast. Yeah. This is a Your Receipts, where we answer your dilemmas, your predicaments, and everything that is going on in your beautiful life.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. I am your girl, Tolly T.
Just call me Audrey.
Pardon me.
That's Melinda.
What do you want me to do? Keep it in so that I've got indigestion. Yes. No, I'm sorry. We always say that we are real and authentic on this podcast,
that
and I needed to fucking burp. And
it's your real moment.
And it's your mamacita Melena Sanchez.
Yeah.
You're burping mamacita. Melena Sanchez. As you can tell, we're all feeling good, all feeling funky, and we hope the energy is into you. Absolutely. Even if you woke up this morning, whenever you listen to this, feeling a bit like shit, we really hope that added a je ne sais quoi to your step.
Exactly. 12 a.m. massive, like, I still rate you, like, the people that listen to that from the moment.
Every single time.
Every week, like, that's dope.
Every one of you is a real one.
Exactly.
Right, so, from that positivity to the first dilemma.
To the pile of shit.
Cheating husband.
Here we go.
Okay.
It's the men that ruin us.
Hello, ladies. First of all, thank you so much for your podcast. It's got me through so many dark commutes to work and given me many laughs. So here's the dilemma. I've been with my now husband for over 9 years.
Sheesh.
We are both 30 and got married July this year, and he's my best friend.
Okay.
4 years ago, I found out he was having an affair with an ex-work colleague, which had been going on for at least 6 months. That's I knew of. This colleague was engaged herself at the time, and we had actually been to her and her partner's house parties.
It bees like that.
He begged for my forgiveness. I decided that we had a lot more to fight for than give up on him. I chose to forgive him, probably too quickly. I told him if he fucks up or speaks to this girl again, we were done. It took a lot of time to build my confidence back up and move on. I haven't brought this up to him in the 4 years since. I chose not to confide in my family or friends out of embarrassment at the time.
Yeah,
things were going great since then. We owned 2 properties together and recently got married in July. Last week, I found out he's been in contact with a girl again through Snapchat. I'm not sure if they've met and continued the affair, but I have a horrible feeling they have. I haven't told him I know yet. What do I do? I never thought I'd have a failed marriage like my parents, especially in the first few months. It's messy with our joint assets too. I also have thoughts of revenge. I want to contact the girl's fiancé and tell him what's been going on, but I know that's not healthy. Any advice would be much welcomed. Thank you. Oh, this is awful.
This is hard.
Because it's so complicated.
But it's so hard because now why am I thinking about like the businesses and everything and why it can be so sticky, but you're not fucking thinking about that.
Yeah.
Because you're being fucking whatless and thinking with your dick. He's clearly very, very mad. I mean, I would be inclined to believe that if they're contacting each other again, even that is just a sheer disrespect. Do you know what I mean? The fact that like, even if they haven't done anything, it's still disrespectful because he knows your position on this.
And for me, sorry, it's about the platform that you're contacting her on.
Yeah,
it's on Snapchat.
That
platform is literally designed for everything to be erased.
Of course.
My thing is, my rules is for, sorry, yeah, I'm not even calling it rules. My rules is for us to move on from this. And you're fucking lucky that I have not brought this up in the last 4 years because you are a good person.
Yeah,
you cheat on me. In fact, leave. Because every single of your waking day,
you will be
reminded. You even call my name and say, Tlani, what do you mean, Lucy?
Yeah. You've been like, doing up the dishes. Is that how you washed her?
You won't know inner peace again. Yeah. So in fact, let's separate.
And you should hold
because
it.
Because you are a good person for not bringing it up and carrying on with your lives and marrying him and everything like that. And my fucking rule was, I never want you to talk to this girl
one
again.
One thing.
If you were that sorry for what you've done and went with, like, you wanted me to forgive you, wanted us to move on with your life, why are you still in contact with her? Even if you haven't met up with her, that for me is like, no, you fucked it.
Yeah.
One thing I asked of you.
Yeah.
You could have not seen her yet. You could not have fucked her yet. All I've asked of you that, don't talk to this girl again. And also, I'm not like a mad person that just chose a random girl and said, don't talk to that girl again.
Yeah.
There's fucking good reason why I've asked you to talk to this girl again.
Yeah. Very good reason.
Absolutely.
And you're still doing it.
Yeah. It's disrespectful.
As soon as I saw it, I was telling him. You're still talking to her.
Yeah, exactly. Because I would have.
I'm not even going to ask, are you? You are still talking to that girl.
Yeah, you are.
Why is he talking to her?
And my assumption is going to be that they've done something. Because I'm sorry, that familiarity is going to breed some sort of like initiation.
Why are you talking
I'm
on Snapchat?
Sorry, like, it's absolutely so shady that he's talking to her on Snapchat. Like, if they haven't already done something, they will do. He's opening up the floodgate. So he hasn't learned his lesson. Like, it means that he wasn't sorry. He didn't mean what he said. So I think that it's something you really need to think about. I think that, like, to be given a second chance is such a privilege.
Yeah.
And so for someone to mess up a second chance, it tells me that he doesn't deserve it.
And
like, he doesn't deserve you.
Yeah, no. And I don't want her to think that because it is going to be a long process to separate and, you know, the assets, the houses, the selling, the, all of that. Like, don't just stay because of that those processes. Like, you have to... Yeah, you have to leave.
Yeah, that's
it's
not
completely disrespectful. This person does not respect you. This man does not respect you. And like you said, if it was a thing where this was the first time that she had contacted him or, he had contacted her, there would have been a bit more conversation than what I assume was on that message.
First of all, she needs to call him out.
Call him out. That's the first bit of advice
because,
I'm saying
to
you. I wouldn't even say pack your bags and leave because I just, I'm wary because I know marriage is a completely different ball game now. It's trust has been fucked. But we're hashing this out. And at the moment, I'm not bringing anyone else involved. Her fiance, I don't really care about her fucking relationship.
Yeah.
All you want to do is ruin it to feel good about yourself as well. Yeah. I don't really care.
You're just gonna ruin
someone
else.
That's your ego.
Your fiance is innocent in this. You've got to look at it from that perspective.
What needs to be faced now? It's not even her. It's your partner.
Yeah, because he clearly
it's your husband. What the fuck is going on again?
Because she's got no loyalties towards you or anything or your situation. Mm. Your husband has placed them boundaries.
Yeah, or lack thereof.
Yeah.
I think that, a conversation needs to be had immediately. Like, to me, like, if you break trust again after you've been given a second chance, that's very, very telling. Like,
it is
to me,
awful. That's,
and the fact that it's the same girl is incredibly problematic to me because...
Do you love her then?
There might be some love, but then have some fucking cojones and talk.
But that means the whole time you were begging for me, you were still thinking about her then.
Bro,
like,
what is
that's
this?
The thing that would bother me. It's like, Raj, she never left your mind. Like, I have to walk away because clearly you can't stay away from this person. That means I'm second best ultimately.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's enough for me to be like, I need to hang it up at this point. So definitely have a conversation with him. See what he has to say for himself. To me personally, there's no logical explanation why you'd be talking to the girl that you're forbidden from talking to.
Yeah, why are you talking to
that you cheated on me with?
Nothing.
There's no reason. And you've gone out of your way to like... And the thing is, who knows? They could have been still talking the whole time.
Exactly.
Now you'll find out about it. Finding out about it. So you need to get to the bottom of that.
I am pulling them up straight.
I would have been on it. Like,
as in, like, before I even went this dilemma.
Exactly.
What the fuck?
100%. I would have been on him.
Yeah. Is this? Nuts.
Like, you're still chatting to her then? Then go and
be with
her.
I don't care if I found out by looking for your friend. I don't give a shit at this point because you've broke the rules. I've broke the rules. Cool.
Exactly.
Let's
it's not even the same. Like, when men try and do that, please, like, they'll be like, oh my God, you violated, you cheated. You went through my phone. These times you've
but you cheated.
Affair.
And all they try to use it as a way to not talk about what's happened.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're deflecting.
Oh, no, because of how you found out now, I'm not going to talk about it. No.
So now I can't trust you because you're going through my phone.
Yeah, let's not trust each other then.
Let's just finish this here.
I call him out, have the talk. And honestly, if you don't feel safe in that relationship anymore, if you feel like you can't trust him, I don't think there was. You're not doing anything without trust. Well, marriage about?
And why should you live in a state of paranoia now? And the thing is, when someone is so present, like this person is very present in your marriage, in your relationship. And the part where you said about, oh, you're worried about having a failed marriage, baby, you did nothing wrong. Like, you didn't cause the breakdown of your marriage. So you wouldn't have a failed marriage on because of anything you did. So there's nothing to, like, if that's what is stopping you from leaving him. Don't even let that be a factor.
I understand the fear of the failed marriage, but like, even if you're staying in, it's still cheating. Your marriage is still failed.
Exactly.
It's still like, failed, it's still exactly. a shit
just
marriage.
Just because you're
like,
staying in the same household.
Just because you're there and on the outside, exactly, it looks like, oh, they're still together, it's all good. But if you're together and it's all going to shit, right, and he's still cheating and you don't trust him, you're arguing every day, that's in a failed marriage.
Exactly.
And we can't be living for other people as well and living for, because our parents were unable to give us something. Like, no, let's just.
Yeah, because at this point, you're not, if the marriage is you're not gone happy. To shit, then it means you are doing it for other people. Yeah. You're doing it because of perception.
And the idea is, oh, because my parents had a failed marriage. Well, okay.
So that was them. That's this them. Is now. Like, you that's didn't them. Do anything wrong. You didn't cause it.
Yeah,
so
that's
don't,
exactly.
Don't carry that burden on your shoulders. Next dilemma.
Let's go.
Hi girls, firstly just wanted to say I love your podcast. Your energy is undeniably incredible. May God bless you for your future endeavors.
Amen.
Let's get into this. Let's as go. I know the title of this receipt seems mad. I've been with my boyfriend now for nearly a year. Let's call him Ryan.
Okay.
We had been together for a couple of months before deciding to have an unplanned foursome with another couple on a wild night out. Okay.
Gotta live in life.
Ryan seems well up for it. Of course he did. As he has always known that it's been a fantasy of mine to sleep with another girl, and he seemed into it too. I wouldn't label myself as bisexual, more bi-curious, okay? However, after going back to the couple's house, absolutely waved at this point, and getting into the action, my boyfriend, after 20 minutes, decided that this foursome wasn't for him, which is completely fair. He stormed off, and the other guy went after him to check he was okay.
Naked.
But I carried on with the girl.
Sister, you know what?
you saw him out.
This is my fantasy.
This is my moment.
So he went after him to check he was okay, but I carried on with the girl. He is fully aware of this, and I was completely honest with Ryan that I did bits with the girl when we were both alone.
Okay.
This is where the dilemma starts. Ryan went to bed. We're still at this couple's house, and I fully admit that I was a selfish bitch that night. Rather than going to bed with Ryan, I stayed up and had a threesome with the couple.
Ah, that was a possible deal.
Neither of them pressured me into doing anything because I had dreamt about this moment for so long. I just didn't expect it to be without my man.
Yeah.
The next morning, Ryan walked into the room where I was fully naked next to this couple, so who were also naked. Understandably, Ryan kicked off and we left in a hurry.
Oh, God.
hurry that you should have left with him in the first place.
I knew I had fucked up and was expecting to be broken up with. However, we spoke through it. I told a white lie and said that I only did bits with the girl and I just fell asleep next to them. 8 months down the line and Ryan and I are in such a good place. Don't say what I think you're going to say. We never really spoke about that night again until recently. He said, even if you told a white lie and told me the truth now, I don't think it would change anything.
No, don't believe him.
But it's been on my mind recently about what really happened on that night. I am terrified of losing him because he's honestly the only person that has treated me with the most respect and love after years of abusive, controlling relationships with other men. I told him that I honestly think if it didn't happen that night, it would have happened another time, as it's always a fantasy of mine that I wanted to sleep with a girl. He still does not know I had the threesome. Should I tell him the whole truth about that night and risk losing him, or should I move on knowing I would never do something like that again? Please remember, we wasn't that deep into our relationship when the threesome thing happened. But now we're constantly talking about our future plans together, etc. So I feel completely different around my fantasies. Be honest as always. Sorry about how long this was. Lots of love.
We need to ask ourselves a question. Is the information that I am now going to allow to leave my lips, is it helpful in any way, shape or form?
Not at all.
No. You telling him the truth about that night isn't going to do anything apart from break you guys up, because that's a fucking lie. He's tricking you into it. Don't fall for it.
No.
Do not fall. Yeah, he's making you feel like, oh, you know what? It was just early in the relationship. I just want to know if my own peace of mind. No, you still care about it, clearly.
Yeah, he needs
so
to
know. I'm not telling you shit. Just be like, babe, I already told you. Do you know what? It was so long ago, I don't even remember. But if it is weighing on your conscience, and you are like feeling really guilty about it, and there's anxieties and all of that. Like,
she doesn't have any of that shit. She doesn't.
Yeah, but if you are, then cool, then say something. But if you don't, there is no need for you to say jack shit. Squat diddly.
I would not be repeating that shit.
That's
because,
a word.
Because the thing is, it's so wild to me, because at the end of the day, he went into it with, there was a certain level of consent. Do you know what I mean? So like, I think he knows enough. Like, I don't think what you're not really adding more to the story apart from the fact that you didn't just do bits of the girl, you did bits of the guy as well. I don't really think Do you know what I mean? It's not as if he knows nothing and he had a suspicion and you did this. Like, he was there. It was something that you went in together. I just don't think there's a need to tell him, like, personally. I just think he genuinely is trying to trick you. And I think that he needs to heal from it. Like, that's only something he can do. At the end of the day, he agreed to it and it went left for him. But that's not really on you.
Yeah.
So I personally, I'm taking it to my grave because it will be used against you in the court of love. Like, I...
According to me, he knows.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah, I wouldn't say a word. Just stick to your story. Stick to your story.
And the thing is, you said, I don't know if this is good advice, but you said, what would you do? That was the question in hand. What would I do? And what would I would do? Not what's right to do.
Yeah.
So even what's the question difference. Morally, she didn't ask what was right. She said, what would I do? And what I would do is stick to my fucking story. Stick to the truth. It's not the truth, but it's the story I told you. And so that's, it's not the truth.
It's my truth.
Me and a girl did bits. I fell asleep. And that's the end of that one.
That's it. Just keep it moving.
I don't... There's nothing wrong with having secrets.
Exactly. And what I don't really get, like...
I wouldn't say shit.
You know, this sounds very much like a personal problem to him. He needs to get over it. And for him to turn around and be like, oh, it's something I've been thinking about recently, bro. This has been on your mind since the day you left the house. But again, it's an L that he needs to, and he's trying. It sounds like he wants to know the truth because he wants to put it on you. But no, like no. No good is gonna come from this. I would take this to my grave.
Yeah, absolutely. If you ask me again, I'd be like, yeah, babe, yeah. I know I should have come back with you, but yeah, me and the girl just got into it and I fell asleep.
And just play on the fantasy bit. Just be like, you know, I've always wanted to do something, and I've always wanted to do this, and I've tried it, and I've got it out of my system.
Yes, out of my system. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
don't need to know anything about what.
Don't need to say any more than that.
The guy could have been ramming dick in me. You don't need to know that.
Exactly.
Because who's it going to help?
In my back.
Who's it going to help? You're just going to be upset.
Exactly. He's just going to be mad at you.
And now we're going to have to deal with a breakup.
And now you've ruined my fantasy.
Exactly. And your relationship is happy. You're good. You are in a good place. Why ruin it?
Exactly. And this is years later. You don't need to know. It's stupid. Even me, I've forgotten about it.
Yeah, just delete this email.
Right, next dilemma.
Hello from Oz.
Hello, Australia.
All the way from over there.
Hello. Long time listener here. Love your work. Keep it up. You are total gems. Really need some guidance. My amazing boyfriend of 8 years has an awful brother. Very racist and sexist and has always targeted me over the years. Examples including purposely making racist Indian jokes in front of me, knowing very well my best friend is Indian. After I have asked him many times to stop, I'm a teacher and he will say at the dinner table things like all teachers are useless, particularly female teachers, and no one will say anything. Over the years, he has called me names and genuinely just picked on me, and I never really knew why. Recently, myself and my boyfriend also hit a huge career milestone and gained permanent positions in our dream jobs. It's something I've been working towards for ages, and the family knows it. He commented on my Facebook post that had all of my friends and family on it, only congratulating my boyfriend when I was the one who posted. Okay. I have spoken to my boyfriend and his family about it many times, and they will say, that's just what he's like. He's always been a shock jock. He's just trying to get a reaction out of you. He has never been disciplined much in his life because people seem too afraid. So he historically gets away with anything and everything he says or does, despite how vulgar or hurtful it is. I have learned to stay quiet and avoid him over time, but he will always find ways to upset me. He also has a wife who is an anti-vaxxer who messages me constantly joking about how I am an idiot for being double vax and that I'll probably incur some sort of hideous side effect. My boyfriend is very sweet and feels torn about how to handle it. He offers to speak to his brother, but I'm hesitant because I worry this will make it an even bigger issue for myself. I think what upsets me the most is that no one from the family will instinctively defend me or hold him accountable. And it makes me feel like they don't care or love me enough to defend
me. But that's not true. Because your brother, your boyfriend said he'll talk to his brother and you said no. So you're making up a narrative. That's not true. Mm-hmm.
The situation has gotten so bad, I feel sad all the time and anxious about when I'm going to possibly see the side of the family again. I don't want to be connected to somebody as poisonous anymore. How can I move forward, please? Help.
The help has been offered and you said no.
Yeah.
Because I would have said,
I can't talk to your brother-in-law. Yeah. Your boyfriend has said, I'm going to talk to my brother. You said, no, I don't want to make a bigger deal with it. It is a big deal. It's making you anxious.
Yeah.
It makes you not want to see, like, you feel shit about it. It's a big deal. It's not nice. You can't, let your boyfriend talk to him.
You can't sit there wanting solutions. And then when the solution
is offered, you're like, no.
Presented to you, you're like, no. At the end of the day, either way, you're going to feel uncomfortable. I would rather feel uncomfortable knowing that my boyfriend's talking to him.
Like, your boyfriend that's in Oz is offered help. He said no. Right. So it's me that's in England. That's going to come and do what? Exactly. From London.
Yeah.
What's the saying? They said that God can't come down himself to come and help you. You have to help yourself.
Yeah.
And your boyfriend is offered. So I think you should be like, yes, babe, can you please talk to him? Because I don't like this. And I do think he's someone that's trying to get your attention. I think he's like, I think there are some people that just want a reaction.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how they communicate. They just want, I've never heard of the word shock jock, but yeah, it makes sense. Like, they just want you to react to them.
Mm.
And honestly, that kind of person, silence is the best answer for a fool.
Just
don't act like you're bothered by it. Just ignore him. Literally ignore him.
He'll get so bored.
Block his wife if you have to. Like, you should create your parameters of your boundaries. I don't want to talk to the people make me feel like shit. Block his wife. Block him. They can't access you.
Yeah.
And the only time they can access you is they were in front of you. And if you just ignore them, eventually he'll get bored.
Yeah, exactly. He will get bored. And I definitely think that, like, there isn't really much we can offer if no one's spoken to him yet.
Mm.
Because really and truly, the answers will come off the back of someone talking to him, and your boyfriend has offered to do that.
And you said,
let that man protect you. Yeah. Like, he's stepping in. He wants to protect him. He wants to protect you. Let him do that. Do you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you're saying, it's going to make you uncomfortable, but you're already uncomfortable.
Yeah.
How much worse can it be? Do you know what I mean? And I think that, like, he can check his brother. And then after that, just continue to ignore him. And then me personally, I just wouldn't go to the family things. But again, I would say,
stop going.
That's what I was saying. Because I was going to say, I wouldn't go to the family things, but then your boyfriend's going to be like, why don't you want to come? But these times you haven't let him speak to him. So you can't do anything until a conversation is had, basically.
Yeah.
So I don't really understand the logic behind not wanting him to stick up for you if he's offered more time. Like, we get these dilemmas and people don't want to, but your boyfriend actually does. So yeah, start
let
there.
But
there's no reason why someone should be talking to you like this and chatting shit. But yeah, they sound like absolute nasty pieces.
And also,
work.
You saying that, like, no one from the family, like, instinctively defends you.
Mm.
I think sometimes we get it twisted. That's their son.
Yeah,
like, I know it sounds, and like, you're like, but he's wrong and what he's doing is mad. That's their son.
How,
like,
many mums do we know?
That's their son. And it's wrong, and I'm not saying it's right, but yeah, the instinct is not to defend you because they're used to how he acts. The instinct is to be like, oh, that's just how he is.
Yeah.
So that's what their instinct is, because he's been around them lives for so much. The only person whose instinct might be to defend you would be your boyfriend,
which you're not allowing.
Yeah, so I do think it's not fair to be like, well, no one wants to defend me. I've done shit like that. I'm all by myself in this world. It's just me. When you deep it, I'm not. Like, there's many people that do things for me consistently all the time. But the worries me, I'm all by myself, no one wants to help me story. It sounds sweeter.
Mm-mm-mm. Yeah, I totally agree. I totally agree with that. Yeah. Bravo. On to the next one.
Bravo.
On to the next one. On to the next one. You always forget one. I sure do. Hi, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a new listener. You guys are amazing. I wish you continued success and happiness in everything you do.
Amen.
So my dilemma, because of the shit awful pandemic, my wedding had been rescheduled from 2021 to 2022. A lot of stress and upset, but there's worse things in the world. So we keep it moving and stay grateful.
Hey.
Anyway, along with my wedding, my abroad hen do was cancelled. Mm-hmm. I've always dreamed of having my hen abroad and just something I set my heart on. However, my 5 bridesmaids are not vaccinated, which means if I have a hen do abroad now, there has to be the inconvenience of isolating on return and increased cost of testing. Some have said outright they won't be able to come if it was abroad, and I suggested just doing something in the UK, but equally wouldn't mind if I went abroad without them. I just don't feel like the effort is there, or they're doing all they could to make it work. I love them all and don't want to put them under any added stress at my expense. When I do mention it, I sort of get a vibe back, although they don't use the words, that I'm being unreasonable about it. I wouldn't mind as much if I felt the effort was there to put forward an incredible UK hen do, but that hasn't happened either. Only the suggestion. Just wanted to see what you girls think. Am I being a selfish bridezilla, or should I expect more from my friends? Thank you in advance.
Do you know what? Yeah, I think this is a tricky one. It's a shame that everything's going on the way it is, but at the end of the day, like, you can't really force people to get vaccinated
if they don't want to
at the end of the day. And I just feel like, I mean, you've got every right to want what you want, but this is the reality of the situation. Like, what we want is one thing, but the reality is this is, like, the precautions that we've got to take to be able to travel. And I just don't think you can ask people to do that. And I just think that, like, you can have a lit UK hen do. You absolutely can. And I personally think the reason why effort hasn't been made is because you're still pressed about this. You're idea still adamant of being abroad. Yeah. If you go to them and just be like, do you know what, girls, I've decided, because that sounds like a lot of higgy haggar. Yeah. And if you want all these people, like, you want to be able to do something where everybody can come. You don't want to do it half-hearted where some are there and some are not. But that ain't really it. Me personally, I would rather have a lit one here with everybody.
With everyone.
As opposed to just going abroad because you just feel the need to go abroad. You don't have to go abroad to have a good hen do.
Yeah.
And I think once you make a solid decision and say, do you know what, guys, I've decided I will do it here, then leave it. Because really, it's the bridesmaid's responsibility to make sure that the hen pops off. But I think no one's done anything because a decision hasn't been made.
Mm-hmm.
So until you do that, you won't know what they've got in store. So
yeah,
I would just say, just tell them you want to do it here and just forget the idea of going abroad personally.
Yeah, I think it's very easy sometimes to let your ego take over and you start thinking like, why aren't they doing this for me? Like, this is my special time and this is a hen do. It's a one time life opportunity to go away for it. Like, I'm never going to have a hen do again. But like Audrey said, I would rather put that money towards having a UK hen do with everybody there, because it is about sharing those moments with those special people in your life that are going to be there for your wedding.
Mm.
But I think exactly what you said, Audrey, because you haven't said, do you know what, guys? We don't have to go abroad. Let's do something in the UK. Mm. That's why nothing's been planned out. But if you make that decision, then I'm sure that effort would be made. There's no point in them making this huge effort if they think that you're exactly. still going abroad, or you still want to go abroad, or they don't know whether you're making plans to go abroad or not. Like, that doesn't make sense. So I think you need to be communicative there and say, listen, all right, cool, I get it. And fully understand. Because yeah, you can't now expect people to isolate for 10 days.
Yeah, so
people work, people got kids.
That's
not like, no, I'm sorry, I understand that it's your hen do and it is really important, but I'm here trying to give you an alternative. If they were like, no, I'm not going, and that's it, and there was no alternative or no other suggestion, then I'd be like, yeah, okay,
exactly.
Cool.
And also, we're in a pandemic, like, it's still very real,
still happening.
Things are not completely back to normal yet, and unfortunately, it just is what it is. You can't force people to get vaxxed, you just can't.
Like, my assumption is there'll probably be some kind of group chat where everyone that's meant to be doing
your
hen
do it. You're not supposed to know,
Not even if there is one that you're in. I think if I'd always had a desire and a dream to do something, I will do it just because I'm that way inclined. I'm not going to do something. I'm not going to do something because other people might come with me.
Mm.
So if it's two or three people that can come aboard, cool, let's do that. Mm. But I also make it clear in the thingy that, like, the ones of you that can't, it'll be great to do something with you guys in the UK.
Yeah.
And that will be it for me sort of thing. I'm not one that just, I expect a lot from my friends, but they're very aware of my expectations from them. Like, I would message you, like, you lot, I'm not going to forgive you if this is not sorted. Like, I've said that. I'm like, if you don't plan something for my birthday, I'm not going to forgive you.
Yeah.
LOL. But
no,
I mean that shit, and they all know I mean that shit as well. And everybody acts accordingly because they know that it's once a year and this marriage thing is a one-time thing that I'm going to do, hopefully. And
yeah.
I'm just going to go with people that can go away, even if it's two people.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people that I can't, I'd be like, cool, let's do something in the UK. Yeah. For me, that's double celebration.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm having a great time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I love when celebrations linger on.
I think that the answer to this basically is communication. Speak to them and let them know and just take it from there, really.
Yeah, because the vaccination thing, you can't force people to
that. And don't make assumptions about what people are planning for you. But then also don't assume, because you may also be disappointed.
Tell them what you want. Just be like, oh, if we're gonna, I'm going to go away with anyone who can, if people can. And if not, it'll be great to plan something sick in the UK. I can't wait to see what you girls do.
Yeah, exactly. Double vax massive. Use that travel.
Yeah. And the no
vaxxers. And the non-vaxxers.
Let's go Liverpool. Let's go Manchester. Yeah, let's lit.
Manchester. Lit. The
UK.
Go there.
Yes. Sick. Have a great
time
in Manchester.
Do something.
All right, next dilemma.
Is it my go?
Mm-hmm.
Hi all.
Hi all.
First of all, I love you all so much and I'm obsessed with your podcast since my sister introduced me to it. It makes me look forward to every Wednesday. So just over 2 years ago, I have a best friend who I've been best friends with since we were kids.
Okay.
A couple of years ago, she got with my ex-boyfriend.
Oh,
damn it, man. We'd been broken up for a couple of years at this point, and he was in a relationship with the girl he cheated on me with at the time. Damn it. It was hard to come to terms with, but I decided to forgive her. You're better than me, child. Now, I have recently found out from another best friend that she slept with him on a night out. And has even developed feelings for him. I really don't know what to do.
He's like, I'm not your bedrooms, boy.
But fam, this...
Well, another friend. Another friend, the same guy.
Two of her best friends.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's disgusting.
Oh, shit.
No, no. It says, no. Now I have recently found out from my other best friend that she slept with
Yeah, like two of her best friends.
Two of her best friends. Another friend told her.
No.
Damn.
Fuck both of her me. Best friends. These are hate you.
Wow, wow, wow. I really don't know what to do. This is awful. This ex-boyfriend was awful to me, and it was really hard because we still had to be around each other a lot because of our friendship group, because our friendship group was the same. After the first incident, I blocked him on everything and don't associate myself. I feel as though because we were together and broken up a while ago, everyone has forgotten how much it hurt me and how I'm still dealing with the horrible things he did, lying, cheating, gaslighting, etc. I feel as though this would never happen to anyone else in the group, and I cannot believe this is the second time it has happened.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Yes, it was ages ago, but he was horrible and they are my best friends and we were closest first. Okay, yeah. How would you approach and react to this situation? It's not even about him anymore because he's out of my life and not my problem anymore. But how can I carry on as normal with this kind of disrespect? Thank you in advance. Lots of love. Do you know what? You don't carry on.
Exactly. And do you know what? That relationship being awful aside, it's your ex-boyfriend. No, even if the relationship was amazing.
Exactly.
That's your ex-boyfriend. Two of your best friends. Why have enemies?
Are they sick?
There's like, certain things
disgusting.
I don't. I've stopped talking to a best friend of many, many years because she stayed friends with my ex. I'm just it was too much for me. I was like, mom, I actually can't cope with this.
Like, it's not even a pick a side thing. It's inevitable. Like, that is my ex-boyfriend. Like, you're my friend. Like, even if you were friends before, if you're anyway, all that politics aside, this is just disgusting. And you don't deserve this to happen to you. Your friends are morally corrupt.
What does this man put in his mouth that every time he sees you, though, one of you is going to fuck him, one of you is going to get an issue with him? What the fuck is going on
And
here?
I don't care if I break up with him years ago.
Do you know what
is
even worse? The second friend.
Yeah, exactly.
Because two of your friends have been with this guy and you thought, I'm going to run through two.
Yeah. But you know what I was thinking? Not to put any blame on her because it's not, but she's clearly, when it happened the first time, maybe you didn't set a tone strong enough that this cannot be tolerated, and that's why I'm just trying to think, like, why would you think it's okay unless you thought that she wouldn't mind?
And then to tell me.
Yeah, because
as the second friend that slept with him, you know what's gone on with the first friend. So
two
I've confided in you.
Yeah, fuck this guy.
Again.
What excuse? Oh, you guys broke up ages ago.
And I don't care how long ago. Everybody has that one ex.
Yes.
Everybody.
And it's mainly due to how awful the person treated them, or maybe how great. Mm. But it's an extremity of it. Like, this person made me feel like shit. You don't know how long it took me to get over this person. You know how it made me feel. And you're still choosing to be around them and be intimate with them. That's
intimate
fucking mad to me.
You're
sleeping with my enemy, bro. Mm-hmm. I don't find things like that funny.
Personally, that this would be a crime big enough to cut them both off. But I understand because it's two friends. That's going to be like double.
That's a lot, yeah.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? It's a lot. But I do think maybe a very... And it's mad because you would think that at this point people just have a moral compass when it comes to certain things. But, you know, every day I realise that everyone's moral compasses are different.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
Not everyone thinks the same. Not everyone thinks that, you know, what you think is really bad... It might be light to someone else, but what is important is your boundaries. That's the common denominator here. And I think that you do need to, and I really hate this, I don't want to put the onus on her because you are the victim, but I'm just trying to, I do think that there's an element of like, well, she did it and you didn't say anything. So clearly this is okay.
Do a Kanye West, but everyone in the group chat.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry,
and tell them that you're the
victim. Do you not think I'm a dickhead?
Yeah.
Like,
this is mad.
How is it okay that both two people are sensitive, especially when you're like, this wouldn't happen to anybody else in your friendship group? So
they think you're
That sentence makes me realize what position you think you play in the friendship group. Like, everyone must think,
you're the one that can be disrespectful.
Yeah,
you're the fucking mug.
Yeah,
too nice.
Doesn't mind. No, yeah. And I think sometimes you have to show people, I'm a bad girl.
Mm-hmm. I'm a very bad girl.
I can be a bad girl.
Go sleep with the love of their bloody lives.
No,
I'm joking. Don't do that.
But yeah, I think it's important to have stern words with them.
Yeah, they need to
and
know.
That's it. And cut them off though. Stern words.
I can't lie,
I'll
cut them off. It's hard to cut off two people, but I cut them off.
Two for the price of one.
That's not on me though. That's you.
If
they've got a small friendship group and now you've cut off two, you might not have any friends left.
I'd rather not have friends.
To be honest, they are useless friends. Exactly.
Can I say in the group chat, if everybody, you know, Lucy and Miranda.
Is there anyone else that can back you up?
I've fucked James. How is that okay?
Yeah.
Like, nobody else thinks it's okay sort of thing. Like, I'm not saying send everyone against them, but, like, just to get some, like, common sense.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Fill out the fillers of any other friendship groups. Like, sorry, am I moving mad? Or is this not weird to anybody else that this is happening?
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm done with it. That's it.
Yeah, this definitely warrants cutting them both off.
100%.
And I don't think she mentioned she doesn't have any other friends.
Yeah. Nah.
Yeah, I don't know. That friendship maybe is they not, should go. That can't be normal.
And let them come back and say, oh, so you don't care about our friendships. You don't care about our friendships.
Yeah, factual.
Also, I would love to know how you reacted after they told you, or after the girl told you.
I don't think she said anything. She sounds like she's probably one of those people that's really nice, and she was like, her babe. Like, she probably didn't say anything.
See what happens to nice people. They
can't always be nice.
Don't let people mug you off.
No, absolutely not. Please,
don't be nice all the time.
That's really fuck that. Yeah, I'd cut them off. I'd rather not be nice. I know it's hard to have to cut off two people, but I'd cut them off.
It's wild.
Yeah.
I
have done it, and that was just someone that was friends with him. I can't do it. It's too much for me, man.
I need to know what kind of a lure this man has.
What's he putting his tongue?
Fam, it must be
what's in that dick?
Like,
anyways. Next dilemma. Wedding from the gates of hell.
Oh, no.
Hey girls, I hope you're all well and in good faith.
Thank you.
This is a bit of a lengthy one, so I'll jump right on. Firstly, my father's side of the family swore to not attend my wedding due to the background of my husband, but made a good amount of threats saying if I would continue to marry this man, that they would potentially destroy my life, cause havoc and at the wedding and mess with my marriage.
Fucking hell.
So my husband paid for extra security that had been given strict orders by me to not take orders from anybody but my aunt, who I am extremely close to. I was more than comfortable enough to leave everything that needed handling to her. I gave her this responsibility so that there isn't any drama or fights, etc. at my wedding, and to make sure that the wrong people don't finesse the security for entrance. Yeah, wow. A little PSA. I have so much love and respect and care for my aunt as my mother raised her, and people always mistake us for sisters. However, the red flags started rolling in, and she puts in points. The first point.
It's bullet points.
Bullet points.
Ooh.
When she first saw me with my hair and makeup done, she told me I looked ugly. And the makeup was something that I could have done myself, and proceeded to say that my hair looked Victorian.
Oh, no.
This genuinely hurt me, as my close friends were with me and their first reaction was everything from smiling ear to ear and crying. I thought I looked absolutely beautiful and stupidly cared about her opinion. It probably made me question my look heavily after that comment.
Oh, no.
Second bullet point. She promised to bring me an underskirt for my wedding dress to give it a full look. She didn't, and said she had forgotten it. When she was asked to drive back to home, which was 7 minutes away, she refused.
She's a meal from your family.
Yeah, exactly. She's a spy.
She's admitting to giving invitation cards to people that was not meant to be there after the wedding.
What in the sabotage is going on?
Next bullet point. She brought a lot of her friends' children to the wedding when I clearly said I did not allow kids, and I made it very clear on the invitation.
Can we pause on that? What? I fully agree with this. I don't want kids at weddings.
I don't know why.
I just want everyone to enjoy themselves and then the kids just run around the dance floor and it was pissing me off. Keep your kids at home.
Definitely. I don't even want my kid there.
And I'm being serious.
She's going home.
Yeah. I saw like a woman being a pram. Are you fucking kidding me?
You're like, I'm not.
If you can't, you got this saved a day a year in advance. Yeah. If you can't find anyone to look after them, which I get, understand life is hard, keep them at home.
Yeah,
I hear it. I don't want kids at my wedding.
I agree with that.
It's because they run around.
Yeah, they just make noise. They're messing up the vows.
And they're not even like, they're going to be in the wedding and stuff. Can we go home?
But after a certain time, I'm taking them.
Yeah.
And you've got to feed them. It's in a separate plate.
She was meant to pay my entertainment act, and that was one of her gifts to me. She did not, and they left without performing before my entrance.
What?
After they waited for her as she was hiding in the toilets for an hour.
What the fuck?
What is going on? Wait, this is the aunt that she said she loved?
Yeah.
And this is all the same person doing all of these comments?
Yeah.
She made racist comments towards my husband, who isn't from the same background as me, on the day for the first time ever mid-wedding photo shoot. And the last one. One of her gifts was meant to be paying for my extra chairs, which were £500, she promised me, but left me and my husband with the bill on the day without informing us ahead of time.
What the fuck?
The DJ played my entrance song without me stepping into the room yet, but I could hear it from my changing room. I spoke with my aunt, but she point blank told me there was nothing she could do about it, and she told me she'd speak to him, but she didn't. Bearing in mind that she hired him and made me cancel my original chosen DJ. I have serious anger management issues. I go to classes to control it because I cannot end up in jail again.
Ah, oh, said again. My God.
And that
my
is
God. Vibes behind bars. My God.
Again, you know, and the fact that the aunt doesn't fear nothing. Oh, clearly, again, I have serious. Can we listen to what she's saying?
I'm not talking anymore in this dilemma, please. Again.
For my anger.
I have serious anger management issues. And I go to classes to control it because I cannot end up in jail again.
Babe, you're right. Everybody else is wrong.
Yeah, and you were right.
You're right. Whatever you want to do, you're right.
She did that shit.
And that is somewhere I would have gone on my wedding day if it weren't for my husband. Oh. My dilemma is I still can't get over the entire violation of what was meant to be a joyous day and other close people attending to sabotage the wedding. I have planned my wedding down to the finest of details, months, years of planning it. And the thought of anyone destroying my dream wedding never crossed my mind other than my father's side. I never would have thought that somebody this close to me would be the person. I cry every time I look at my photos, my videos, because the emotions show on my face heavily. Even after 2 months, I'm still not over these things at all. Now I feel to look everyone off, including my aunt, my mum for letting it all slide, letting her sister get away with everything, and even siding with her and other family members. Am I overreacting? Are you overreacting?
No,
not at all.
Do what you got to do, babes.
Are completely valid. You were right, and you know everyone else is wrong. Yeah, I mean, I do.
Let me speak without fear.
Your feelings are valid. Your feelings are real.
No, I'm joking.
Do what you
got to
do.
No, in all seriousness, I think you're not overreacting at all. I think you have every right to feel violated, to feel hurt. Like, on the wedding day, it means a lot. And this person did several fucked up things to you.
It's mad.
And it's even more hurtful. It's like, sometimes when people do fucked up things, it's easier when you kind of expect it from them. Oh, that's just how they're moving.
But
when
be
it's someone that's meant to be quite close to, someone that you actually trusted, because you're like, you know what, you're the only person I can actually trust with this. And then they do all that fuck shit and it kind of just... It's really sad when people reveal their true selves to you, especially when you thought so got so much great things for them. That thing is fucking heartbreaking. And that's what's happened. She's revealed who she is to you. And some people, it's their bad mindedness is so ingrained that they do it when what's meant to be the happiest time of their life.
Exactly.
Like, do you know what I mean? They cannot take seeing you feeling joy. Yeah. That it's like, they don't even realize that they're being evil, but it's just like, they can't do it because they're so bad-minded that they can't hide those feelings, even if it's jealousy or maybe like the rest of your family doesn't approve of your partner. Whatever it is, she showed her true colours at that wedding. And if I'm honest, I would lock that off that woman.
Absolutely. 100%.
I have locked off aunties for a lot less.
Same. And I think
my whole wedding
lock off family members that are toxic. Do you know what I mean? Just because they're family doesn't mean you have to keep them around. And I totally agree with you, Tolly. I think that there's something about this being your wedding day
that someone does that.
There's
some people that's so wicked that like telling. It's always a day that something good's meant to happen to you and they just can't
take
it.
She's trying to ruin it. And I think that like maybe also she's projecting her own issues. Maybe she's not married or she feels like it's something that she wants and it's jealousy screaming and it's like, and she's actually manifesting it by physically doing these things to you. It could be a number of things, but the bottom line is that these things that she did it and these things are toxic and they're vile and they shouldn't be done. So I personally, I'm happy to cut people off. It's mad because you sung her praises in the beginning of the email when saying how, and I thought she was going to be your saving grace and your dad's side of the family were going to have come and do something mad. I never expected it to be the person that you thought you could trust to ultimately betray you. But yeah, she's tried to sabotage your big day. Like, why, fam? Why are you hiding in the toilets when you know my song should be playing?
Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
And I think sometimes we feel like just because they are family members that we can't give them the same energy that we would have given to a friend or somebody that we know. No, because there is that self-preservation there that needs to be...
Self-preservation?
That needs to be... Yeah, told. Like, no, I'm putting boundaries here and you can't do that to me again. Especially when I thought I was able to trust you. And you've shown me that you are unable to be that person for me. So like, no, like, I'm not having that again. My whole wedding day and you're somebody that I consider as a sister. Like, my mum raised you. Like, are you that unhappy of your life? Or do you hate me that much that you've done that to me? Like, no. And it's very telling. It's not one of those things where it's just like, oh, do you know what? Maybe it was a mistake. If it was one thing, then all right, okay, cool. Yeah, I hear you. I get it. Yeah. Fine. But you coming and telling me that I look ugly with my hair, with my makeup. I could have done that myself.
I can't imagine how shit that was for on your wedding day. as well.
Yeah. Especially when you feel good and now somebody that you... And it wasn't as if it was like from some random comment on Instagram. Do you know what I mean? This is somebody that you value. You value their opinion. So the fact that they're coming and saying that, of course, that's going to make anybody hesitant to what it is that they're doing or what it is that they're choosing, because you value that person. You value their opinion and what they're saying to you. So the fact that she was able to do that and she knows the kind of importance that she holds in your life as well, it's wrong. That's disgusting.
And I can imagine that feeling of that. Have you ever taken a picture of yourself, but you know how you felt in that moment?
Yeah.
And when you see that picture, it pisses you off again. Yeah, yeah. And I can imagine that being your wedding picture.
You can't even join them. And
unfortunately, there's nothing you can do to take it back now. Mm. That's happened. And I'm sorry that's happened to you, but I feel like, for me, I would cut this auntie off without
100%.
A doubt. And anybody else that tried to make fuck shit happen to me. Because no, 100%. Like, no, you're not doing that to me. It's not fair.
Yeah, I think for someone to try and fuck up a big day, that says that a lot about your character or what you're harboring about me inside you. Because a normal person, I would like to think on your wedding day, anybody that wasn't completely insane would hold it and do it on another day. But to do that on your wedding day, I think that speaks volumes.
That woman is wicked. That woman's really wicked. Very, very, and do you know what it sounds like? Because I can be this person sometimes. When people wrong me, I won't feel peace of mind until I've done something to them. And I'm not saying, I'm not encouraged again, you can't go to jail again. But that even adds to my frustration. But you don't tell someone fucks with you, there's nothing you can do about it.
Exactly.
They've just got away with it. That adds my frustration. Because it means sometimes anger lives too wild, it lives in me too much. And I can... Yeah,
it's not everything.
Sorry, I'm not trying to ignite your anger.
It's
but
not
yeah,
anything,
nah.
everything you can let go. Like, when you've got bulletproof.
I have to cut them off. If I can't fight you, I have to cut you off.
She's got to go. She's got to go. Yeah, she doesn't have to be in your life. She has to bloody ruin your wedding day. That's not someone that fucks with you. So.
No. Yeah, because even if I'm angry at you, your wedding day, I just
Exactly. I would fuming
at you.
You know how much weddings cost because
I would say a word. Even birthdays, I remember it so well. Like, my mum's always had that rule with us that, like, if anything was happening, we just didn't get told off. I remember my prom night. And she told me to go charge the electricity key. And I lost the key.
Oh, you did what?
Yeah, I was already on emergency.
And you have to pay for that key again.
Yeah. I'd lost the key. And I remember thinking, fuck, like my mum's gonna beat the shit out of me. And even with all her anger, because she knew it was my problem now, she didn't tell me off.
That's lovely.
She's just like, really, it's okay, just go and
we'll
do your night.
That's emotional intelligence
and
right there.
You know, she just didn't tell me off. And I know the anger she was feeling. So I feel like there's always, I've always had that ingrained that when it's someone's day of joy, someone will say, you just let things slide.
Yeah, let them have their moment and then bring it up later.
Exactly. You let things slide. I've gone to weddings where the bride has been a fucking bitch. And all the bridesmaids have just allowed it. Like, you know what? Cool.
We'll deal with this later.
Let her have her day, sort of thing. And so I feel that's fucked that she didn't let you have your day.
Yeah, she didn't. In fact, she went out of her way to make sure it was shit. Like, why are you telling me you're going to pay for the chairs and pay for the entertainment and then hide in the toilet?
I didn't even play because you didn't pay them.
They left.
Someone should have dragged you out of that toilet.
So they were there and then they left.
Yeah, they were there.
They packed up their drums.
They were supposed to do the entrance music and then the entrance music started playing another time.
This woman's wicked.
She could hear it from the changing room. That's mad.
She told the DJ to play it then.
Of course she did. She's a hater.
This woman is wicked.
Does she fancy your husband?
Yes. Maybe.
No, I just think she's probably still on the side of the family. I think she also doesn't like the husband.
No, but it's not that side of the family. That's her father's side. This is from her
mum. I think she agrees as well.
Oh, maybe.
And the fact that she's from a racist comment.
That's what I'm saying. I think she's a plant. It's weird.
Yeah, maybe the husband is from a race that they don't fuck with. You know what I mean? So that might be it. Right, next dilemma.
Next dilemma.
Next and last? Next or just next?
Next and last.
We could do two.
Okay. My bad, lies. What is okay to keep secret from a husband?
Ooh, your boyfriend.
Audrey, is anyone?
Your boyfriend.
Or somebody you're seeing.
Your man. Hi, ladies. First off, I'm sure you're all tired of hearing it by now. Never.
But
you're doing amazing. Keep it up.
Thank you.
So I get my validation, guys. Please never stop.
Please, exactly.
My dilemma is a little unusual. I've recently been contacted through social media by a man who wants to buy my worn shoes.
What?
I'm not naive. And this is very clear. Why doesn't anybody want to buy my worn shoes? I'm not naive. And this is clearly for fetishes reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But at £75 per old pair of shoes that I will never wear again, it seemed like a great idea to me.
Sign us up.
DM me.
I'll even get all my friends' old shoes.
I would even just buy new ones.
Just go to Primark and run around in the mud.
Run around in the shoe. I'll tell you what.
Pictures of my foot in the shoe.
Bruv. I found the inquiry funny and harmless enough and successfully sold one pair without thinking anything about it, really. Mm-hmm. I added a shipping fee so that there was no way of him being able to pick up the shoes from me. This would be done online in 3 posts. When the money hit my account, I told my husband, we've been married for a year together for about 5 at this point. I have a great relationship. I honestly did not think that he'd have a problem with it, so I didn't feel the need to ask his permission beforehand, but he freaked out. Mm. Oh, fuck. He said that he's not comfortable with the idea that another man getting off over my shoes.
Sorry. It's not a physical part of
when
me.
When he said that sentence out loud, did he not feel stupid? Sorry, I'm not comfortable with another man getting off of your shoes. Like when he finished it, he was like, oh yeah, and also, I get it. I'm stupid.
Shoes are objects. Anyway.
And asked him not to do that again. I'm not comfortable with another man getting off of your shoes.
That they made thousands of pairs of and you're not the your only person with them.
Your shoes, not your body, not your breast, not your shoes. Oh,
it's because it's got your foot residue in there.
My question is, what did you... My question is, would it be completely wrong of me to do this in secret without telling him now that I know he has an issue with it? I have over 10... That's £750!
Oh, my gosh.
I have over 10 old pairs that I would never wear again and definitely wouldn't be able to get that kind of money selling them.
No way. You have to
other
them.
Women. Another consideration... He has offered an extortionate amount of money to kiss my feet for 5 minutes. Okay, that might be too
much. Yeah, that's too far. That's too much.
But how much though?
An extortionate. That's some dumb money. People say extortionate. That feels like you're like you know what you're getting the money for. You're taking the piss out of them.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. He sent a screenshot of his bank statement and with the original £75 he paid instantly. Do you think this is pushing it too far? I do. I'll be honest. Like, it's a few bits too far. Genuinely interested to hear your thoughts. I would, of course, make sure it was all set up safely. This is about her money. She's on getting her money. She's saying, I'm going to get the bag. Make sure it's all set up safely, discreetly as possible.
She sorted it out already.
Oh my God.
I'm on making that money. Thanks so much in advance if you read this.
I would sell the shoes.
I'll sell my shoes.
Yeah, it's a fucking
shoe. It's a shoe because the shoes are an object. Do you know why I would sell the shoe? Because it's the same shoe that I would just put on eBay.
I was going to sell anyway.
Exactly. What difference does it make?
Yeah.
Because when you sell stuff, yeah, that's a really good point, Milena. Because when you sell things on eBay, you don't know what the person's doing.
Yeah, that's not my problem. I put it up and people paid for it. That's it.
Yeah. I just wouldn't say the word shoes around my husband for a long time. Just avoid that conversation. I'm just doing it.
Yeah, he'll never
even do it in bulk. And then it's one and done.
Yeah. I'm selling my shoes.
Yeah, because I mean,
I'm selling my shoes. Like, anything else he wants me, I'll even wear a top, go to the gym, sweat, and send it.
I'm selling my shoes.
I would do it. I'm sorry.
I'm just not telling my man.
But you shouldn't have. Do you know what? I get why you told your husband because it's dumb.
Because I would have thought it was funny.
I get why you told him.
Because I would have thought it was funny.
Yeah.
Baby, imagine someone that would have been like, and also, like, I'm sorry, but my man has to be gagged.
Yeah, exactly. I need my man. Let me ask my sister if she's got shoes. Let me ask my cousin.
I want my man to like think that he can get the bag with me.
Yeah,
that's very wild.
He likes shoes. Let me ask my mum if she wants shoes for herself.
Because if it was something on your body or like your bodily fluids or something, that's
and pictures.
Yeah, I get.
I would love a man to find that funny.
Yeah, that's a bit mad. But the shoes thing, that's light. That's easy. Like, let's get this bag.
Let's get this money, baby. Yeah, that's easy money. Yeah,
that's the kind of humorous shit that I'd be on.
But unfortunately, we'll go post office together.
Exactly.
Send the shoe and go dinner. We're laughing.
Exactly. This is date night money.
I'll bring in the ingredients.
You're my manager. You take 10%.
Exactly. I have never dealt with drugs before. I said the drop on the ingredients. Whatever the drug terminology is for this situation.
The package.
You know, you drop the package.
This is light. It's completely harmless. It's not illegal. You know, he doesn't have any access to you.
It doesn't. Do you know what I mean? But he's not like,
in his mind, he's probably thinking, why are you feeding that fetish? That's not my problem.
Yeah, your man loves
because, like, if he didn't tell me, just said he went to buy my shoes I wouldn't know he had that fetish. Exactly. I would have sold my shoes.
You don't know what people are doing with your things, like, all the time. So...
Yeah, but, I mean, I would steal so much.
Because this is good money, because I'm sure the shoes probably aren't even worth £75.
Exactly.
A little list of old shoes. Primark thing. Exactly. So I would do it anyway and just not tell my man. Because it's ridiculous money to lose, but don't do the sucking
twit. The sucking
toes. No, that's too much. Far. That's too literally far. Cheating.
Yeah, yeah, that's your physical body.
That's him sucking your toes. And also,
you have to meet up with him.
Exactly. And if you say you're going to do it in a safe way, you can't confirm that. There is no way for that to be completely 100% safe.
Yeah, no.
Like, in what world?
Don't get greedy.
Yeah, in what world is that 100% safe?
Exactly.
Yeah,
don't get greedy.
Take the £75, buy a few more shoes, wear them, and then message him like, yo, I got some more shoes if you want.
What if it's 25 bags? To suck your toe for 5 minutes.
Wait, hold on. Okay, you're all okay.
He's extortionate now.
Here's the situation. You're everyone in this room is married, yeah?
Yeah.
Love a relationship. You love your guy. Cool. You're in the same situation. You're in this woman is in, and someone offers you, right now in your life,
offers my man
offers you.
Okay.
30k to suck on your feet for 5 minutes.
I'm not going to lie. Nick would let me do it. I'm not gonna. He would let me do
I'm
it.
Trying to think if my man would
He
let
would
me
come
do
with
it.
Me and be like, I'm gonna be there with you to make sure you're safe. But I mean, listen, okay, when you say it out loud, it sounds so it is really, really actually morally bankrupt.
I don't
bankrupt.
Know, I'm gonna ask him now. I don't
really,
know.
No, it actually is really morally bankrupt. But the
but
money
also, bankruptcy is real.
Exactly. But 30k is a lot of money. 30k. I can't lie, I'm gonna do it. I can't sit here.
I would want to do it.
No, I can't.
I would want to do it.
I would do it. I'm not
the only reason why I wouldn't do it is for my safety.
Yeah, no, but
I feel
sorted,
like because I feel like for someone to offer that amount of money, you're mad.
Incredibly. Well, you've got way too much money to spare. I'm not gonna lie.
Or they're writing it off for tax purposes.
I'm gonna do it. I'm not gonna lie. I'm being so real.
Yeah, I would want to do it, but I don't know.
It has to be in a controlled
my
environment.
My only fear would be that something happening to me.
If it's a controlled environment,
And
outside
of that, I'll do it. What is
like Costa Coffee?
How can you do it safely?
Genuinely, go to a car park.
Yeah, and
why
just,
is that safe? What the fuck is a car park safe? Tell me why a car park is safe.
No, in the daytime, just open the door.
Yeah, why is that still safe?
A Westfield car park. That's not bad.
A public toilet.
No, not a fucking toilet. That's disgusting. No, come on, have some decorum, Audrey.
I'm just trying to think.
And the thing is, I'm mad ticklish. So I'll be start laughing and kicking in these things. I'll probably start enjoying the shit.
Yeah.
Because I'm thinking about the money.
5 minutes is a long time.
Do you like having your toes sucked?
I do. Do you know what it is? It does feel good.
I'm far too ticklish though. I'm really, like, I'm my feet. It does feel even good. I get a pedicure, I'm not supposed to like, I am. I'm really, really annoyed.
When they get the stone
so
and start scrubbing.
It feels good, but you know what feels funny. It feels too good. I don't.
It feels good, but I mean, it's not something that.
No, do you know what? Yeah, okay, this is.
And also, I don't know, but like, my feet match the floor. You know, I'm such an F. But like, like I walk with them, bruv. Like, you don't need to put that in your mouth.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't think it does enough for me for that to be something that you're gonna do.
I'm just thinking about the money. I can't think about. I have to. I'm just thinking about the
it's
money.
It's only the safety thing.
Yeah.
If it wasn't the safety thing, suck the fuck away. If you want to get some ankle, and get some ankle.
Do you know what I mean? Look my whole foot.
Bruv,
look everything
from the bottom. Shove the whole foot in your mouth if you want. Yeah.
From the heel to the ball.
Trust me. There's
foot
like,
in your mouth.
The other day I was watching some TV show. And do you know what's actually mad? This is how you know I watch way too much porn, yeah? Because these people came on, I can't remember if it was like Good Morning or something. Is it Good Morning? This Morning.
And you recognize them?
And I recognize them. And from they were on there because he has a breastfeeding fetish. Yeah.
Oh, from the show Channel 4, Breastfeeding My Boyfriend?
Yeah, did they have a whole show?
Yeah, there's a whole
they
show.
They were also on something else.
Yeah, yeah, there's a whole show.
I need to watch that. And when I saw them, I was like, oh my God, I've seen their videos. I was like, oh my God, I've actually seen their videos. But yeah, he just loves sucking her tits and like drinking her breast milk.
So she's still lactating?
Yeah. And he drinks it, but he just is obsessed with sucking her tits.
That
like,
nice. That milk is not nice.
Obsessed with sucking her tits. And I was just like, yeah, this is wild. But yeah, people have their thing in it. But,
I mean,
if
I
it
like
were
my
me,
breast being sucked, but
back to the dilemma, I think I would do it.
I wouldn't
do
the foot one.
But do you know what I would do? No, but do you know what? I do think there's a nice balance because your man doesn't like it, yeah. So just do one and done. So send all your shoes and do it once and then be done with it.
Yeah.
Once.
Don't continue as in like one delivery because
then I'll do 20 shoes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do as many as you possibly can.
I'll do
in
a
one
batch
order.
Delivery, yeah.
Do a batch because then
I will.
That way you're not consistently disrespecting your man.
Yeah.
Just one
of them we're done.
Yeah, just one more.
Like a block thing.
And then just spend that thing. Money and something you've always wanted, bruv.
And then treat him to something.
Don't even treat him.
He didn't work on that shit. You're trying to stop the bag.
He's actually an op.
Don't want me to live, bro. So you're not living with me.
Big is like a foot is in your mouth.
We are baby sitting on your couch. You nasty, oh, oh, you nasty. Both graduated, so fuck keeping it classy.
Fucking banger.
I love J. Cole.
So
I actually missed that song. That's
that's like the only time I've heard J. Cole be sexual.
Be sexy. I was like, oh.
Yeah, I was like,
what? No,
he heard it a lot. It suits him. He should be sexual.
He smashed it. Absolutely smashed it out the bag.
That was a shame. Do you ever feel like some songs are wasted on certain artists?
Boom!
Yeah.
I know that sounds so
bad. You know what song? J. Cole and, sorry, Ariana Grande, Crooked Smile.
Oh, I haven't heard that. Oh, no, I do know that song.
All the way, all the way.
Yeah, the way down. No, there's some people
I love
like,
that song.
Oh, yeah, but his verse is so sick. It should be a song.
No, yeah. Jeremiah. No, that song slaps. Yeah, no, I keep thinking about it, you know.
There's a tune.
Dick so big, it's like a, where's that, Jeremiah?
Jeremiah.
Planes.
Oh, Jeremiah.
So big, it's like a
foot is in your mouth.
We ain't babysitting, but my kids are on your couch.
Yeah, that is a
tune. They fully are.
Oh, they're on the couch on my top, on my chin, bitch, in my hair.
Yeah, that's a chin.
Anyway, Sha, I wouldn't let the man suck my toes.
Yeah.
But I will sell my
30
shoes.
30 bags, I would.
On the low.
But that's not the dilemma.
What's the lowest you get paid for it? I can't, like, if you wanted me a 10K, I might let you suck my toes, you know.
10K? I was going to say like 500
pounds. About 50 quid, babe.
About 50 pounds. You can suck that shit.
Bro, that's a freaking donut and a Lucozade in Greg's.
What's bad? What's bad? Let's be honest. What's bad about it? What's actually bad about letting a man suck your toes and give you money?
Because
what's bad?
Because he's getting off on it. It's sexual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
for
me, because here.
Me, personally, I'm on it, so I'm on it.
No, I wouldn't if I was mad. It's like, it's indecent proposal all over again, isn't it, really?
Basically.
Yeah.
But obviously sex is too far, but a young sucking of the... Okay, this, what about sucking your finger?
I'll do that any day.
Any fucking day.
I will shove it in your mouth.
Swelling. I'll see all your five trot, of them.
In fact, my left and my hand. If you want me to not use them for 5 days, I'm going to use them. In preparation for your sucking, I will find other means to lift things up. I will wear a silk glove if you want me to. I'll get my nails done, whatever colour you want, sir.
Everything.
Suck away.
Exactly, all of the above.
Because
like,
that one, we can do that in Costa. I've just been putting it in your mouth, bit by bit, and I know I'm safe. Yep. I'll sit in
Because your foot.
And shove every finger in your mouth.
If you
and
need I'll to escape when your socks off, your shoes off. Exactly.
Yeah, like he's eating hula hoops.
Whatever you want. I didn't even care what the waitress is looking at me. And?
Exactly. This is my bed.
So
this is what we do.
So you're fucking judgmental, you fucking judgmental bitch.
You film saying, put something into it. I don't give a shit. Suck away. Exactly. It's a bad news headline for one day and everyone will stop talking about it. Suck away.
And I'll be 30 bags richer.
Bob, suck away.
I'm good. Yeah.
Suck away.
Let's go.
And if anyone tweets the video, you don't know what's going on.
Exactly.
I'm making money.
You have enough content.
You don't know what's going on.
This is medication. This is his medication.
I will tweet the video. Okay. You don't know what's going on.
He has issues.
I'm here making money. I
have to put his medication on my finger and suck it. Do you remember that thing that you had to like? No, never mind.
And let us know. Let us know.
Yeah, hashtag please let us know what you decided to do.
What would you do if you were married?
If your son
and somebody offered you 30K to suck your toe or suck your finger for 5 minutes, what are you saying?
I'm on it.
That one, I am selling my shoes. But there's no doubt in my mind. I'm selling even my new ones.
Exactly, you can get a couple, throw in a new pair.
Selling
just for
my shoe. I was like a bargain with him. I've got designer pair that I've worn like once or twice.
Exactly.
Would you like
yeah.
Yeah. It was really hot in the club that time. So my feet were really, really
sweaty.
Even
man in these.
Yeah. Gym trainers. I'll go to gym every day if you want me to.
Gym, yes. They would love that.
Day.
So, yeah, that's my thoughts on that.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. But yeah, that is it.
Yep. Sure is.
That's all, folks.
That's all, folks.
Thank you so much for listening. I don't know what voice that is. I've been your girl, Tolly T.
Just call me Audrey.
And your mama said the Melina Sanchez.
And this episode is brought to you by Spotify.
Bye.
Bye.